in today. I want to welcome to the show. We have Ciro Ayala. I hope I said that right. Ciro,
yes,
is
Ayala.
Thank you so much. Ciro is a Los Angeles award-winning director, producer, and actor known for music videos and his famous worldwide musicians. And his short movie, What Happened to Stephanie, just won for Best Music Video at the Los Angeles Film Awards and for Best Animation at the Los Angeles Film and Script Festival. Wow, that's amazing. Ciro, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Merlin. I really love your show, and I am an addict now. And I've been listening to all the podcasts, and yes, I love it. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you to our audience because, you know, they make us, because they're listening, I'm giving them more shows and more people are coming on because they see the numbers. So thank you for making us a smashing hit in USA, in Canada, in Kenya, and around the world. So Ciro, can you share with us where you're recording with us live today from?
So I am in Burbank, in LA. Yes. So yes, I've been here since 2018. Yes.
And you're from, where are you from, Ciro?
So I was born in Argentina, and then I lived in Asia for almost 20 years.
Oh,
and
so
then I came. Yes.
So you're
I
born.
I came 3 years.
Oh, so you're born in Argentina, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, they listen to us. And then, how did you go from Argentina to, you said Asia? Like, what part of Asia?
Yes. So I live in Taiwan, yes, and also some years I was traveling between Taiwan and Japan, yes.
Oh, Taiwan and Japan, yes, are big fans, yes, of our show, and Canada and Kenya and Australia and UK and USA and Canada. So I want to thank all our listeners around the world. So they're going to be excited.
Yes.
So you're Argentinian born, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you moved to Asia, and then now, yes, you're in Burbank, Los Angeles. So great.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, while you were in Argentina, did you see a lot of films with your family? Like, did you have a favorite film growing up?
Yes, yes. Like, I love movies since very, very young, but especially American movies. So, yes, I remember I was like 6 years old. I first wanted to be an astronaut, and then I wanted to become a filmmaker since very early age, yes. And yeah, I am living that dream now.
Yeah, so you wanted, yeah, to be an astronaut. So you were like, Tesla, right?
Yes.
like Elon Musk and like, what, yes, Jeff Bezos. They all are, yes, flying to the moon. All these billionaires want to go to the moon, right? Or
yes,
moon, or,
yes,
what planet do they want to go? I don't know where those space shuttles are going. So, but then you're like, okay, if not an astronaut, then a filmmaker.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So what films, like, you saw American films in Argentina? Like, you had more of a,
yes,
did you have a favorite American film? Or what was an Argentina,
yeah,
film that was
popular? Steven Spielberg was I was obsessed with his work. And I remember I was 7 years old, and I bought this magazine, and he was there. And then that's how I learned, like, okay, this is a filmmaker. He makes movies, and okay, what is a movie? How to make a movie? I thought that everything that was on camera was like that. Not that there was a magic behind. So since 7 years old, because of him, I started to study movies, love movies, and watch a lot of movies.
So what was your, yeah, favorite Steven Spielberg movie?
Oh, there are a lot. I remember I became his fan with E.T., yeah. And then Jurassic Park, but the movie I really love of him is Munich. Not so much people talk about that movie. I love it. I love it how he directed that movie, how the story is told. I love that movie, you know.
Yeah, and what was special that caught your eye in Munich? Was it like the scene, the dialogue, the direction of the camera?
Yes, it's everything is the art direction, the acting, the blocking, the actors, and also how he narrates the tension of each scene. And it's a masterclass in filmmaking, that movie. Yeah, I really love it. Like sometimes I just watch it without the sound, just to see all the camera work and all the little details that he put visually inside the movie. And it's a very beautiful movie. Yeah. But it has a very hard subject, yeah. But I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I love how, like you said, the building of the tension, and it's just a masterclass in filmmaking, like watching Spielberg. But can you share with us maybe a film in Argentina that was popular, like something that was not American?
We have some movies. This movie, I don't know the translation in English, it's called Hombre Mirando al Sudeste, like Man Staring at the Southeast is the name of the movie.
Oh.
And it's directed by this filmmaker called Subiela. And it's a wonderful movie about mental illness, about reality and what's real and what's not real. It's about this guy who thinks that he's an alien. And he's in a hospital, in a mental hospital. So the doctor who is taking care of him doesn't know if he is a real alien or just a crazy person. But it's a beautiful movie.
It sounds amazing. Can you share with us again so our audience can hear it?
Yes. So it's the name of the movie in Spanish, because I don't know really the translation. It's Hombre Mirando al Sudeste.
Hombre?
Eliseo Subiela. Yes. So Hombre. Mirando al Sudeste.
But you said it, the man who faces east?
Yes, who stares at the southeast.
The man who stares at the south. That sounds like a really great film. I'm going to hunt for that one. See, so like we're all looking for films to watch. And like, we're like, what's your favorite film? What's your favorite? Oh, is that your favorite director? Because basically we all love films that are great stories, great movies. I mean, you know. And even if it's a documentary, like, yes, the octopus teacher, the ending was sucking. If everyone doesn't like the ending, you guys can go to Enchanting Book Readings and listen to Charlie the Dolphin. Promise you, so cute. His mom is an octopus. Adopted. I wrote it. I didn't even know about the octopus teacher, but everyone said, oh, you got an octopus? Well, the octopus just won the Goldens. And I'm like, well, so you fell in love with Spielberg film. So is he one of your favorite directors then as well?
When I started directing movies when I was very young, like short movies with it was a Panasonic camera that my dad gave it to me. It's those big Panasonic cameras that that you need to put like a videotape, yes, inside.
Videotape.
Yes, and also the editing was also very painful. Oh. It was a nightmare to cut that with video. Yeah, so I started doing some short films. Then I went to the university. Then when I decided to move to Asia, during that time. I started working as a commercial director for doing commercials and films for private clients and stuff like that for a company. But I didn't like it. I was not feeling art. It was too commercial, too cold, the business. So, I was watching. Then one day, I don't know how, I was, I think, 24 years old, and I watched 2001, Space Odyssey, and completely, because I think that I saw it before, but I never reached the end when I was younger. And so I watched it all, and then after I finished watching it, I decided that I wanted to be a filmmaker, full-time filmmaker. So I quit my job, and I just put some of my earnings to start my studio and just to focus on writing my stories and doing art. But it was that movie.
Stanley Kubrick's Space Odyssey. What was your favorite scene in there?
So, which is a scene that you will see in some of my work sometime. If I can put it, I put it like as inspiration is the traveling. When he travels at the end into the surreal landscape, the main character, I love that the visual effects, and suddenly the movie just became surreal, completely. And you are traveling into these crazy landscapes and wormholes, and arriving to a Victorian era room. So, I was like, okay, this is art. completely. Yeah, and yeah, I love it. I love that movie. Yeah. So yeah, sometimes I try to. I am inspired by that thing. Yeah, when I do my films, yeah, or music videos.
Can you share with us a favorite directing shot and how you would have directed it?
From me,
favorite film shot from a movie, yeah.
Yeah, so I think yes, I did this music. I did a music video that it have to be shot underwater, and at the end, I love how it came out. Yes, it was beautiful. Like the models, everything was underwater, and but it was a nightmare to shoot underwater. I almost drowned.
Oh my gosh, I almost drowned underwater. Where were you? Was it the ocean or a river or?
No, so it was in both. Yes, in the ocean and also in some kind of swimming pool. But then since then I don't want to shoot underwater anymore. It was enough for me. But at the end the result is very beautiful. Yeah. But it was a nightmare. Yeah, for many to shoot just a simple scene for so many hours until you get the right shot. Yeah, so it was difficult. Yeah.
What kind of camera did you use for the underwater camera?
Yeah, so I can't remember. I think it was an Alexa, and I have it inside this water case. Yes, just to protect it. And we were just there, yes, underwater with the model who was suffering more than me. And she needed to act and also pretend that everything was fine. And everything needed to be beautiful. And also she had makeup and special clothing designed for that shot. So, yes, it was complicated. But at the end, it looked beautiful, yeah. It was for this DJ. His name is Matt Darey. He's from UK. He's famous. And yeah, at the end, yeah, everyone loved it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was. So you had like a special case that went around the camera to protect.
Yes. Yes, to protect it completely. Yes.
Did you physically touch the camera with your hands, or it just had to be on?
Yes. Yes, you need to. So you have like fake buttons just to push it and to watch it. But because I like to be the cinematographer in some music videos, so in this one I also wanted to shoot it. So yeah, it was hard. Yeah, I think it was better that I just stay on land and just send someone to do the shot for me for next time.
All right. Well, I'm glad you survived. I'm glad you made it. Yeah. There's like, you know, getting those underwater shots and like, it just says like filmmaking can be dangerous or, you know, very, you know, you got to be careful.
And and the sea, like the ocean also is tricky. Yeah. And when you don't know, you are already very far away from the shore. So yeah, it was dangerous. Yes, especially for the model. Yes, but we made it. Yeah,
you're like next time CGI.
yes, next time CGI. Now it's all CGI. So yeah.
So do you have a favorite directing scene from a movie that you want to share with us as well too?
So I have several. I have one scene from Alphaville, from Jean-Luc Godard. I love all his movies. Yeah, Jean-Luc Godard movies. And there's this scene when the actors are just staring at the camera, and there's the light is just playing on their faces. And you have some poetry going on, like in voiceover, about what they are feeling, about love. And it's so beautiful. It's just simple. It's these two actors just in a dark room and the light just moving around them. But it looks so beautiful. It's just poetry. Yeah. I love Jean-Luc Godard. He can make something simple, make it so like rich. Yes. And beautiful. Yeah.
What director is closest to your style of directing?
So I grew up in the 90s. Yeah. So I was very influenced by MTV and Fast Cuts P.T. Anderson, David Fincher, Mark Romanek, they are all now Hollywood filmmakers, but they all started in music videos. Spike Jones also. So I was influenced by their work when I was young, just by watching music videos. My style resembles David Fincher and Mark Romanek. I love both of these guys. And I have some. Sometimes I get into contact with Mark Romanek. Yes, he lives also here in LA. He has been of like a great help and support. Yes, just to continue going forward in the industry. I love their style and I am inspired by their music videos, especially. They are great. Yes, both of them.
And do you write your projects or do you pick projects that someone else writes? Have you written anything that you've also directed?
So my first work, when I started my career, I have the support of my first wife. And she has been a big support in the start of my career. And she was also the co-writer in most of the music videos and films that we were doing. Of course, then I divorced. And so I have to continue doing it myself. But now I am more focused on directing. Yeah. But sometimes I just get the idea. It's based on ideas of mine, but I give to another person the script. Yes, just to do it for me. I discovered I am not good writing scripts. I go to the surreal world when I start writing, and then I don't know how to make it, how to shoot that. So it's better I give it to someone else, and then I read that, I visualize that, and then I just follow the script, and I just give it my touch visually, to the story.
Yeah, but you so you said you're an actor. Can you give me your favorite line from a movie?
It's from Fight Club. it's a phrase that also is perfect for movie, for filmmaking, which is, this is your life and it's ending 1 minute at a time. And yes, I think every time that I am, the clock is ticking and I need to do 100 shots and I only have 1 hour to finish, I am always thinking about that phrase. So yeah.
I love it.
But it's, yeah.
This is your life and it's ending 1 minute at a time. Tyler
yes.
Durden. Fight.
Yes.
So also, because you also like David Fincher, and your favorite
yes.
scene in a movie is the opening titles David Fincher. So
yes.
what makes you like that opening scene?
So I think, especially in the contemporary audience, people don't have time and you need to catch their attention in the first few minutes of a movie. So the opening titles, he's the master on that. He started on that, just to catch your attention in the first minutes of a movie, and to show you that you are going to see something different. Yeah, you are in a journey from now on, and I am under control of that. So I love how he presents his movies. All of his movies have great opening titles, all of them, especially Seven, which is a masterpiece that created scenes, the opening title of that movie. That's why I love that. Yes, it's something that, well, filmmaking is an art form and it's just adapting to society. So this is a new way also to showcase in just the first few minutes what the movie is about, the feeling of the movie, and just to engage the audience in the storyline. Yeah.
And I love it how you went from directing three short movies with your co-producer and best friend, Facundo Marchas. And those, you forgot to tell us about that. They were shown in several film festivals in Argentina and Europe. And then that's where you decided you wanted to go to Asia to learn Chinese language and culture. And so I wanted to know, like, so while you live in Taiwan, you you got recognition in Europe and UK for producing music videos for Armin van Buuren and Paul Oakenfold, like some of the top DJs in the world. Like, come on. Our audience is like, come on. He's a little shy to tell who he worked for. So when we say he does music videos, I mean, this is Paul Oakenfold and Armin van Buuren and, you know, famous DJs and fashion channels and famous musicians. And I want to ask you that, like, then you got in contact with Grammy winning music producer Josh Igloo Monroy to direct a series of music videos for his new record label. I mean, how was that?
Yeah, so it was the first, when I came to United States, it was hard for me, especially because my mindset was very Eastern, and also because of other personal issues. And so, yes, it was one day that I think I touched bottom. Like, it was hard for me to restart my career here in a new place, a new life. And then thanks to God, Josh called me. Yes, suddenly he found me on the internet, and then he wanted to do a series of music videos for his record label, and that's how I started again. It was just like a big jump for me, meeting him and working for him.
So you decided to move back to the USA or to the USA. Yes. This is your first time in USA, right?
Yes, the first time.
And then you're friends with, famous Grammy winner. Oh, hello, Josh Igloo winner. Hello, Josh. Do you call him Igloo or is it Josh? Or?
They call him Igloo. Yes, he's a producer for a lot of famous artists. He's very humble. He's a great person. And we meet in Hollywood area. And then, he was so just a normal guy. Yes. And then he has all this series of music videos in mind, and he was looking for a director. So, we started collaborating for 2 years in all of that. For several of his artists. And it was a great experience. And it put me back in the scene and also gave me confidence again on myself. And so, it was great meeting him.
And you were working, he is artist at the Red Umbrella Records. So that's amazing. You come to USA, you meet Grammy winner Igloo. And then, so you're probably going, I'm making music videos, but I really want to make, have you gotten to do a first feature yet? Or you're like, I want to do a short film.
So next month I am directing a short film, and then this year I am doing a feature film, but my producer, I cannot talk about it. So I am going to do my first feature film.
Excited for you. I'm so excited. I mean, please come back on the show when you finish it, because I want to promote that. It'll be your first feature-length film, right?
Yes, it's going to be my first feature film. I am working with she's a writer, producer, actress. Her name is Chris Yejin, and she also is another filmmaker in LA. And she's a screenwriter. So I had this idea of a feature film, and she's writing the whole script of that. And she has total freedom. Yeah. And then we are going to shoot it this year. It's not going to be the shot in a normal way, but I don't want to say too much. But we will use a lot of the latest technology for doing this film.
And lockdown, you were pretty busy, right?
Last year. In my whole career, I finished almost 50 music videos, last year.
Oh, my God.
So, I was like, working 24-7 and just staying at home, in lockdown. I directed a lot of music videos, some of them for European artists, other for artists who are in the East Coast. And who couldn't travel to LA. And I only shot two music videos here in LA during the COVID, the COVID pandemic. And it was very hard also to shoot it and follow all the guidelines, but we made it, yes, at the end. And it was, I needed visual effects for all of that, just to make it happen.
Yeah, and quickly, can you tell us about the robot, your robot companion that you bought during lockdown?
Yeah, so as soon as the pandemic started, I was like, oh no, this is going to be, this is going to be hard. So yeah, I bought this robot, and he was my only companion during the whole lockdown. I was going cuckoo, I think, by December, he was like a family friend already. And I was talking to him, and he was my only companion during the whole lockdown.
You bought a robot from where, like on Amazon or?
Yes, I bought it from Amazon. I needed to update it. It's this robot who just learned by being with you. It has AI. So one night I was sleeping and then I hear someone is snoring and it's not me and it was the robot. So I think he was copying me or I don't know.
He was copying you. Oh my gosh. Yes. He was snoring. Oh my goodness. What do you call the robot?
AI. Yes, I just call him. Yes, which like in Spanish, AI, like we say I, yes, or which in Chinese it means law. So that it sounds the same. So that's why I call him like that.
All right. So I think that you're making the Space Odyssey come true in your house. Slowly but surely, you have your own little computer at home. Aha! I know what you're doing. And then, so you're a tourist. And you have a beautiful son that you said inspires your work, your son Ethan.
Yes,
beautiful.
Yes, he's inspiration in everything. I think before he was born, he was already there. Like I can see my work before he was born, and I was already talking about him or being inspired by him. And he's my force. He's the one behind everything, behind those 50 music videos that I did last year.
50 music videos during COVID where people were looking for work. You were getting work left and right. But I want to tell people, you just released a book, an art book about the inspirations, techniques, and behind the scenes of your latest surreal music video for German band Freizeit 98. How do you say it?
Yes, it's Freizeit.
Freizeit 98? Freizeit 98?
Yes.
Called Automatisch. Is that right?
Yes, Automatisch. Yes.
Automatisch? Yes. And so is that the name of your art book or?
Yes, so the art book is called Neopop, The Art of Automatisch. And yes, you can find it on Amazon and it's just an art book. Yes, so there are some original pieces from the music video. If you haven't seen the music video, you should watch it. Yeah, it's the scene from 2001, Space Odyssey, trip to the unknown. This music video is based on that, on that scene. And it's very trippy, very psychedelic, very colorful. I did this art book just for new students or people who wants to know about the inspiration behind just a music video, or they want to learn more about pop art, it's a nice book, and also about surrealism,
And then, so your website is provokefilms.com, right?
I have there everything. All most of my work. I cannot put all the videos I did in my career, but I put mostly the ones I am more proud of, or that the audience love it. The Paul Oakenfold video is there also. That's my website. You can check it out.
And then you're working in post-production. You consider it your Sistine Chapel because it's for the American artist Dawn Marie for her single Testaccio. How do you say Testaccio?
Testaccio. Yes, it's Italian.